the Bill and Joe Ella Toler celebration bell at the Janelle Y. Hembry Alumni House. The bell rang for 10 minutes at noon in honor of the International Education Week that's being hosted at the University of Arkansas this week. The event is celebrated in universities and colleges across the nation and is a joint venture of the U.S. Department of State and the U.S. Department of Education to attract future leaders from all over the world to study and share their cultural experiences in the United States. The Arkansas Union Connections Lounge is buzzing with activity. Information desks set up by students from all over the world line the hall, while other international and American students stop and look at the souvenirs and information being offered. This is the International Bazaar. It's held every year at the Arkansas Union Lounge and helps the international students at the university showcase their cultural experiences to their American counterparts. Matt Sokolowski is the assistant director in the Office of International Students and Scholars at the university. He says the International Bazaar marks the official start of the International Education Week on campus.
We've been doing some different events around the week. For example, on Thursday, we had the Rwandan Immersion. We had an international tailgate. Today is the International Bazaar, and we have cultural groups from all over campus here sharing their culture through cultural items, performances, and clothing.
According to Matt, keeping in line with the overall increase in student enrollment at the university, the number of students from abroad has also seen a steady increase.
And we're expecting more in the future. So particularly the open doors data will be coming out tomorrow. And that's where every year they put out information about how many international students have been coming. And so we'll be seeing what the latest data says as a national trend and see how we compare to that. But we expect in the coming years to have more undergrad degree seeking particularly. There's growth in that. There's growth, a lot of growth happening coming from China. So we expect to see all those same trends that are happening nationally.
India and China are still the most well-represented countries on the U of A campus, followed by Korea and Bolivia. According to Matt, the university has close to 1,100 international students from 121 countries. To introduce these students to the American way of life and a home environment that is different from theirs, the Office of International Students and Scholars hosts a number of programs.
With our office in particular, we have our international culture team, which international students can share their culture on campus in the community with others. We have a friendship family program where families in the community volunteer their time to do something once a month with their international student. We have a conversation club where they're meeting with American students once a week. We have a global Greeks program where a fraternity or sorority member volunteers and they get to know an international student. So, you know, we do educational field trips, all sorts of things to really help integrate them into campus and community, because we feel like the more comfortable they are in their host environment, then the more successful they're going to be in the classroom. So, you know, we take a holistic approach to student development.
Several students take the main stage to perform Soranbushi, a traditional song performed by Japanese fishermen while transferring herring from large drift nets into small taxi boats with giant hand nets. Mohamed Boudoum, a resident of Morocco, is the president of the University of Arkansas's International Student Organization, also known as the ISO. He's an undergraduate student earning a double major in Information Systems and Transportation Logistics. He says the ISO acts as a parent organization to groups formed by students of different nationalities on the U of A campus. Muhammad hopes the opportunities to learn about other cultures offered during the International Education Week are also availed by American students.
We are doing these events not only for us, but also for them to have a little bit of like a side of our cultures and stuff. And this week is the perfect week to see many international events. It's called the International Education Week. So there will be a lot of events. Almost every day there is something going on. And just like on Thursday we had the Rwandan immersion, and today was the kickoff, the official kickoff. And there's many others on Thursday and Friday. I'm sure they're going to enjoy some of our events.
International Education Week at the University of Arkansas began yesterday and will last through the end of this week. The event will feature a Caribbean-style dance off tonight. Tomorrow evening, a night market will be held in the Holcomb Hall living room. Thursday afternoon, Chase Dodenmeyer, a Fulbright International Teaching Assistant grantee, will make a presentation at the Alumni House. And a traditional Japanese tea ceremony will be organized Friday evening at Holcomb Hall. This Saturday, an Indian Diwali banquet will be hosted at the Arkansas Union Ballroom, and a Taste of Africa dinner will be organized Sunday evening at the Fayetteville Town Center. For more information on the International Education Week celebrations, visit iss.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mudholkar.